Hello everybody, it's Margaret here, and I'm still at home. I haven't been out very far yet, but I've had lots of letters and messages from North Devon, so I'm going to take you to North Devon in the early spring, just to show you a glimpse of the different parts of the country. And no, I haven't visited there recently at all, but I have been to Ilfracombe and around that area. But a couple from here in Crawley moved there about 3 or 4 years ago, and Debbie's interested in wildlife and works in the meat. That's how we met, going to wildlife meetings. And she works in the media, teaching and visiting schools, etc., as a daytime job, but exploring the countryside whenever possible. Her partner, Mike, is an artist, getting commissions from time to time, but helping the finances in various part-time jobs. He's also a great photographer, so Debbie's long regular letters come accompanied by beautiful pictures of lanes and mountains, seas and rocks, butterflies and skies, always a great joy to me. They live in a small house in Fremington, which is a little place near the town of Barnstable, south of Ilfracombe, which you will have heard, I think, which is the highest tip of the northern part of Devon. So when I say highest, I mean more northerly part. So they're near a river of the Tor, which flows through Barnstable into what is eventually the Bristol Channel. It's a wild, rugged coastline, getting the winds from the north, but such a variety of bays and cliffs and hills. Debbie told me there are lots of floods and things with the heavy rain they've had. But she said that the frogs in the garden pond have already been active and there are blobs of spawn on the water. Well, she even heard a bumblebee, and this was in February, this was, making a quick dash out into the garden in the afternoon sunshine. She had seen bullfinches and chaffinches, a black cap and long-tailed tits, among the commoner birds. The latter seemed to have had a good winter. Looking up, as I was writing this, I just looked up. There was a flash, you see. I saw one just a few minutes ago, investigating my bird table. They're such little round, bouncy creatures, with their long black and white tails spinning in various directions as they travel. However, Debbie has no sparrows at all. If we have more this year than ever. Mrs. White Blob, whom I've watched since last summer, comes regularly to my bird table, and she is so distinctive with this white blob about an inch in diameter in the middle of her back. I'm talking about the sparrow now, a female sparrow. As she is a female, I guess she will have young later on this year, and I'm wondering if she will hand on this different marking. We'll see, won't we? As regards flowers in Devon, they already have primroses. I haven't seen one yet. Mahonia. These are prickly reddish-leaved plants which seem to delight in the sea air. They can stand the salt air, so I suppose they override other things that can't. And also, she's got Hebe in her garden. I've sent her a cutting of my pink Hebe Rosie, which is still in flower, late February, in my sheltered garden, so I hope she will enjoy that another year. She hadn't got it herself, I know. She told me, and so I sent her a slip. She mentioned the catkins on the hazel trees, and we've had those here. I saw those in Gough's Park, but I haven't seen any lambs in the fields, as Debbie has, at the end of January, but I've not been anywhere because of Maureen being away, so I haven't really been anywhere to see them.